안녕하십니까? 2025학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2025학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Good morning, students. This is your vice principal, Richard Simpson. As you know, our school drone club was awarded first prize at the drone show contest. Actually, I asked the drone club to perform the show again for you. And they said yes. So, I would recommend you watch the performance at the school field tomorrow. Please come and see the club's drone performance and show your support. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Ryan, did you enjoy the musical Tigers yesterday?
Yes, I loved it. I can't believe we got tickets for such a popular show.
Yes, we were lucky. By the way, it reminded me of the class musical that we have to prepare for the next month's school festival.
You read my mind. I think we should look for a musical with a variety of music.
Well, there might be something even more important than that.
Should we give the audience a meaningful lesson?
Not necessarily. Do you remember what we did last year?
Yes. We focused on preparing a musical that was easy to perform.
Right. But not everyone participated. I think everyone should have a role for the class musical.
That's a good point.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Welcome to the Healing Tip Podcast. I'm Dr. Smith. In our busy lives, what do you think is just as important as exercising or eating well for your health? It's rest. Rest plays a crucial role in maintaining your overall well-being. It allows your body to heal and recharge, while also helping your mind relax and improving focus. That's why I want to emphasize how important rest is for your health. Taking time to rest can prevent stress and boost your overall wellness. So, don't skip those breaks.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르세요.
Hi, Jaden. You know what? I visited the Dream Gallery with my mom yesterday.
Oh, I've always wanted to visit there. Did you take any pictures?
Sure. Look at this.
Is the person wearing a striped dress your mom?
Yes, it is. She really loved the painting on the left side of the wall.
Oh, the painting of flowers? That's nice. I also like the other painting.
You mean the painting of umbrellas in the round frame?
Yes, it caught my eye. I can see a person sitting on the right side of the picture. Who's the person?
The man wearing glasses, right? He's the manager of the gallery.
I see. What's the arrow sign on the right wall?
It shows the direction to the next area.
Oh, the gallery must be huge.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Honey, the flowers are really beautiful these days. Why don't we take a walk this weekend?
Wow, that sounds great. Do you have any particular place in mind?
Yes, I'd like to visit the Grand Forest. I've already downloaded the map of the forest.
That's nice. Do we have to buy entrance tickets?
Yes, we can buy tickets online. I'll buy 2 tickets in the afternoon.
Great. Let's have a nice lunch there, too. There's a restaurant called Treehouse Pasta in the Grand Forest.
Nice. Do we have to make a reservation?
Yes, I'll make the reservation right away.
Then I'll look up the menu of the restaurant.
Thanks.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르세요.
Hello, how can I help you today?
Hi, I'm here to buy some decorations for my sister's shoes.
Great, we have those over here. They are $5 each.
She would love the decorations with this frog character, so I'll take 2 of them.
Wonderful. Do you need anything else?
Oh, I've just noticed this cute bracelet for her. How much is it?
It's $10.
I'll buy it. And I'd like them gift wrapped, please.
We charge for gift wrapping. It costs $3. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Then I'll gift wrap 2 decorations and 1 bracelet together in 1 box.
Okay, here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 휴대전화를 수리받지 못한 이유를 고르세요.
Hi, Brian. Why didn't you answer my text message yesterday? I wanted to ask about the math exam.
Hi, Sarah. I'm really sorry. I broke my cell phone yesterday, so I couldn't read it.
Oh no! What happened to it?
Well, I dropped it while getting off the bus, and now it doesn't work at all.
Why didn't you get it fixed?
I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Was it because you couldn't find a repair shop? There's one right by the bus stop near our school.
I went there to get it fixed, but I couldn't.
Oh, did you have to wait too long?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't know I had to make a reservation in advance, so I just went back home.
Ah, that's too bad.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 퓨처 제너레이션 토크쇼에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kelly. What's up?
Hey, Robert. Do you have time on Friday?
Sure.
Have you heard about the Future Generation talk show?
Oh, you mean the talk show that will be held at Southern University?
Yes, that's right. Professor Peter Johnson is coming to talk.
The famous Peter Johnson? What's the topic of the talk show?
It's about the low birth rate issue and how it's affecting the future.
Sounds interesting. Can I watch the talk show online?
No, there's no live streaming service. But if you go there, you can ask questions directly to Professor Johnson.
Great. I can go in person. Can we go together?
Sure. I'll text you the details of the talk show right now.
9번 사이언스 데이 행사에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is your science teacher, Jane Brown. I have some good news. This Saturday, we're having Science Day at our school. In the morning, coding experts will teach you how to make a computer program. You can also operate some robots by yourself in the school hall. In the afternoon, your science teachers will run some experimental booths for you. It's a good chance to experiment with what you've learned from the textbooks. You can sign up for Science Day by scanning the QR codes on the school board. For the participants, lunch will be provided. Come and enjoy Science Day!
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 수강할 운동 수업을 고르시오.
Sweetie, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the schedule for exercise classes. Would you like to help me choose?
Sure. What's your budget for it?
Well, I don't want to spend more than $40.
Okay, then forget about this one. What about class time?
As you know, I have things to do in the afternoon.
In that case, let's cross this one out. Now you have dancing and tennis left.
I heard the tennis class is held outside. I don't like outdoor sports.
Okay, then we have only two exercise classes left. Which level is good for you?
Since I've already taken the beginner's class, I'll take the other one this time.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Daniel. Are you ready for your presentation tomorrow?
Hi, Tina. Not really. I've finished my slides, but I haven't practiced my speech yet.
How do you usually practice it?
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ashley, do you remember the digital poster we made to upload on social media?
Yes, of course. It was about food waste, right?
Exactly. Let's print it out and put it on the wall in our school cafeteria.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, you've been looking so tired these days.
Yeah, Mom. I'm studying for my first high school exam. I really want to do well.
I understand, but I'm worried about you. Have you had any trouble managing your time?
Well, I don't have enough of it. I've been staying up late studying these days.
Staying up late won't help you much, Chris.
But I have so much to do, Mom.
I see your point, but staying up too late might actually hurt your chances of doing well.
Maybe you're right, but I thought studying would be more helpful to me than sleeping.
Not if you're too tired. If you don't sleep enough, it'll hurt your focus and memory.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Cindy. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to play badminton with my friends.
You play badminton quite often.
It's my new hobby. It helps me reduce stress.
How nice. I've been looking for something to reduce stress.
Well, you don't have to think too hard. Just think of something that makes you happy.
But nothing comes to mind right away.
Then why don't you come and play badminton with me this Saturday? You'll like it too, I think.
Really? Is it okay if I join you?
Of course it is. We meet at the sports center every Saturday morning.
Thanks a lot. Do I need to prepare anything?
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 케빈이 미즈 타일러에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin is the president of the Starlight Club in the school. For weeks, the club has been preparing the star viewing camp night at the schoolyard with the club teacher, Ms. Tyler. They expected that the sky would be clear on camp night, but today, there's a sudden change in the weather forecast, and it says it's going to rain during camp night. It means the camp cannot go on as planned. Kevin wants to ask Ms. Tyler if they can change the camp date to another day. In this situation, what would Kevin most likely say to Ms. Tyler?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jasmine, a travel photographer, and I'm excited to share some wonderful places to take photos around the world. The first place is Times Square in New York. It is full of energy with its tall buildings and busy sidewalks. Next, Rome amazed me with its famous historical places, like the Colosseum. It made me feel like traveling back in time. And when you visit London, you shouldn't miss Buckingham Palace. It's a perfect place for once-in-a-lifetime photos. Lastly, in Sydney, the Opera House was great for taking beautiful sunset photos. Traveling with a camera is such a joy, and I can't wait to share more travel places with you. Now let's take a look at the photos of these places.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jasmine, a travel photographer. And I'm excited to share some wonderful places to take photos around the world. The first place is Times Square in New York. It is full of energy with its tall buildings and busy sidewalks. Next, Rome amazed me with its famous historical places, like the Colosseum. It made me feel like traveling back in time. And when you visit London, you shouldn't miss Buckingham Palace. It's a perfect place for once-in-a-lifetime photos. Lastly, in Sydney, the Opera House was great for taking beautiful sunset photos. Traveling with a camera is such a joy, and I can't wait to share more travel places with you. Now let's take a look at the photos of these places.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 도시가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.